Yud Zayin Adar, 27th of February, Dain Shmuel Simons, Euthanasia, and Mechir Samalek.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to discuss today a Shaila Lahalocha, which unfortunately comes up often. Rahman Islam, elderly people in hospital who unfortunately are dying and in terrible pain. Pain, continuous pain, such a point where the diagnosis is there's no hope. Ultimately, they're not going to recover, they're going to die from pain. And it comes to a point where they say, Tov Moisi Mechayai, unfortunately, that the pain is so great that they don't want to live, they prefer to die than to live, because as we know that pain, how high excruciating pain can get, Chas V'Shalom, and what's the halach in such a case? In the poskim, there's many, many shitters. But it seems that Haskomas Aposkim is that in such a case, without going into the details of it, that there are certain medication which just prolongs life one can withhold, in principle, to withhold medication. But when it comes to food, sustenance, and oxygen, and such like, the Haskomas Aposkim appears to be that one ought not to withhold it, because a person, every moment, every minute that person is living, even though the person says, Tov Moisi Mechayai, the schus of living, one shouldn't hold back from them, even though against their wishes. Kol Shekein, also discussion, is the question of euthanasia, where actively, positively killing somebody, poisoning them, whatever it is, to put an end to their pain, that the Haskomas Shreiv HaPoskim is that it's awesome. There is an argument, that one might be an argument, that a person has a bailus on his life, and pain is so great, if the pain is so great, then a person has a schus to say, Tov Moisi Mechayai, and I prefer to die than to live, Rachmon Etzlan, because he just cannot survive with such pain. The Mekoyim may be from an interesting Rashi in this week's Sedra, in Parshas Kisiso, with the Parsha of the Egel Azov, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he asks Aaron HaKohen, how come you got involved? You got involved in the Egel. This was the chet of Egel Azov, the chet of Avodah Zarah. The chet of Avodah Zarah, we know, is a din yehorig v'al-yavu. A person should rather die than serve Avodah Zarah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Me otzolochom omazeh, what did the people do to you that you should do such a great sin of Avodah Zarah? And Rashi, the Ramban speaks about it, but Rashi learns, Me otzolochom omazeh, kamo yisurim savalto she yisrucho. How much torture did they already torture you that you should have had a license and a heter to do this heter egel? Moshe Rabbeinu appears to say to Aaron HaKohen that had it been that Klal Yisrael had come and they tortured him with pain, excruciating pain, where although one has to give up one's life not to do Avodah Zarah, but had they tortured him with pain, then there may have been an argument, then it appears from the Rashi, the simple reading of the Rashi, as Aaron HaKohen would have had an argument that for pain he would be allowed to be able to Avodah Zarah. And there's a Gemara in Ksuvos as well, where the Gemara says, Gabi Hanani Mishol Ba'azaria, who were Meisa Nefesh not to have served Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, had they been tortured, they would not have had to be Meisa Nefesh. They, rather than go through torture, they could have been able to Avodah Zarah. There's a Tosfos to say, yes, there's some other Gemaras. But the simple reading of the Gemara and the Shita Mekubetzes have been from certain Rishonim that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, although one has to give up one's life rather than serve Avodah Zarah, but as the Gemara says in Ksuvos, pain is worse than death, and in Avodah Zarah, there is an argument that if one is going to suffer unlimited pain, the Rishonim say, then one is allowed to serve Avodah Zarah rather than go through pain. And that might be just as a cardinal sin of Avodah Zarah, is nitcheh in front of pain, maybe murder as well. If a person has this, although Ritzicha is a Yehorig Valyavar, it's one of the three cardinal sins, but possibly there may be an argument that in a time of excruciating pain, one could be over the Issa of Ritzicha and put an end to one's life rather than suffer pain. But the Haskomas HaPoskim appears not to be like that. That Avada is also to what we call euthanasia, to murder somebody even at the time of pain. I'd like to discuss this week with the Purim and the Mitzvah Mechiras HaMolek, a parsha with Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, where possibly there could be a rife from there one way or the other. In Shmuel Aleph, towards the end of Shmuel Aleph, after Shaul HaMelech, already he had lost his melucho. Shmuel HaNovi had told him to kill off Amalek, and Agog survived. And through that, Shaul HaMelech lost his melucha. And the Gemara tells us in Tanis that he lived for another 2.5 years. Shaul HaMelech lived for another 2.5 years. Really, once he lost his melucha, he ought to have died straight away. But the Gemara says in Tanis that Shmuel HaNovi had to die before Shaul HaMelech. Because Shmuel HaNovi couldn't take in his lifetime that Shaul HaMelech should die. So Shmuel HaNovi would have to die before Shaul HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to kill off Shmuel HaNovi for another 2.5 years. So Shaul HaMelech survived for another 2.5 years. Towards the end of Shmuel Aleph, Shaul HaMelech is in a war, and he realized he's losing, and there the pasuk tells us that Shaul HaMelech attempted to commit suicide. Rather than allow the enemy to kill him, he threw himself on a sword, wishing to kill himself. That's a separate sugya. The pasuk can discuss how Bichlal Shaul HaMelech could commit suicide. We know it's also for a person to take his life. Even he would have survived a little bit longer till the enemy kills him. Nevertheless, Shaul HaMelech threw himself on a sword. That's the end of Shmuel Aleph. We come to the beginning of Shmuel Beis, Perik Aleph, and David HaMelech meets up with a Nar, a young lad. He's called, who said he identified himself as Ben Ish Ger Amaleki. And he came to David HaMelech, and he says he was there with Shaul HaMelech when Shaul HaMelech tried to kill himself. And he said over the story that Shaul HaMelech threw himself on a sword, and wasn't yet dead. It did not kill him. And Shaul HaMelech called over this Ben Ish Amaleki by his own admission. This is what he says. And he says, Shaul HaMelech said, look, I am suffering terribly. The psukim say, Vayyemeh lo dovi mehoya adov agenoli vayyemeh. And he says, Nikra Nikrasi Baal Gilboya, Vihine Shol Nishon Al Khanisa. Shol was bent over his sword. And Shol HaMelech asked me, who am I? Vayyeme Eilo Bamaleki Onoichi. Vayyeme Eilai Amodno Olai Mesesini Kia Chosani Hashavots. And Shol HaMelech pleaded with him that he should kill him off because he was suffering so much. And the Na Amaleki admitted that he took a sword and he killed him. David HaMelech then took a sword and killed this Ger Amaleki. Because by his own admission, he had killed Shaul HaMelech. He was a Reitzeach. The simple reading of the Psukim is because of his own admission that he killed Shaul HaMelech, he's a Reitzeach. And David HaMelech then killed him because he was a Reitzeach. The question is why David HaMelech Bichlal believed him. How can a person, just because he admits, he goes in front of a bezin and says, I killed somebody. Normally a person cannot commit himself to a punishment because he admits it. But it could be that Rambam is mashma in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he was sure that David HaMelech was able to be mekabel his edus. And since he accepted his edus that he killed him, he's now a Reitzeach and he's Chayav Misa, and David HaMelech killed him. The simple reading of the Psukim is that he didn't kill him, Midin Amaleki. If he would have killed him, Midin Amaleki, he didn't have to hear the whole story. The whole story came about, he only killed him because he admitted killing Shaul HaMelech. Not because he was an Amaleki. If you read the Psukim are clear because he admitted killing Shaul HaMelech and he was a Din Reitzeach, and that's why David HaMelech then killed him. What appears clear from the Psukim is that this Nar, who killed off Shaul HaMelech, who l'choy Shaul HaMelech was saying, Toiv Moisi Mechayoy, Shaul HaMelech had attempted to kill himself, and he said he's suffering terrible pain, please kill me. Nevertheless, although Shaul HaMelech had said Toiv Moisi Mechayoy, this now was Chayav Misa, Midin Reitzeach. What appears clear, if we got a shayla, is euthanasia mutar also? What appears from the Pesukim is that David HaMelech, who committed this now to death for killing Shaul HaMelech, this was outright murder for what this now did to Shaul HaMelech, and it doesn't help to mitigate it that Shaul HaMelech was saying Toiv Moisi Mechayoy. That's a simple reading of the Psukim. And the Ralbag, the Pirush, the Rishon on the Mikoskelos, explains it like that, that although Shaul HaMelech was suffering, he had no choice to kill him, and it's absolutely prohibited to murder somebody, even somebody who's suffering excruciating pain, and he says, I prefer to die than to live. Nevertheless, this is Ritzich HaMamesh, which is Na Amaleki, was Chayav Misa. The problem with a simple reading in the Psukim is that there is Tanoim, a Mechilta, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, a Medrash Rabbo, a Psikta Dav Kahana, who seemed to learn this Parsha of this Na Amaleki, that the reason why David HaMelech killed him was because he was an Amaleki, and as we know, besides Mitzvah Schiris Amalek, there's a Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. And the reason, as you pointed out correctly, that he was a Ger Amaleki, the Pasuk says he was an Amaleki. And that's why David HaMelech killed him. That's how the Tannaim seem to learn Pshat in the Parsha. But as I said, the reading of the Psukim doesn't appear to seem like that. The reading of Psukim is because he admitted killing Shaul HaMelech and he murdered Shaul HaMelech. That's why he was Chayim Misa. The Mechilta at the end of Parshas Beshalach tells us an interesting halacha that although we're Mekabel Gerim from all the Umos HaElom, but we're not Mekabel Ger from Amaleki. Reb Lezer Imer, Nishbag Mokim Bekisa HaKovik Shaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvur, Shem Yobim Mikolo Umay Shikablu. If anybody from any nation wishes to become a Ger, we Mekabel them. However, a member of Amalek who comes and wishes to become a Ger will not mekabel him. Shenema, and it quotes this whole parsha. Vayeme David Elana Magidle, Eimi Zeoto. David HaMelech asks his now to identify himself. Who are you? Vayeme Ben Ish Ger Amaleki Olechi. I am the son of a Ger Amaleki. Niska le David Ba'isashah, says the Mechilta. David HaMelech remembered at that time, Mashenema le Meshu Rabbeinim, Yobim Mikolume Shabel Niska Shikablu Mi Beisish Reikablu. David HaMelech remembered that which Meshu Rabbeinu said, that if anybody wants to be Megah from any nation, should be Mekablim, but not from Amalek. Therefore, that's why David HaMelech said, I remember now that we don't Mekablim Amaleki, you are an Amaleki, and that's why he killed him. What appears on the Mechilta, as it's a Medrash Rabbah, and Psikta de Kahana, that they learned that the reason why David HaMelech killed him was not because he was a Ritzach. And one could argue maybe Taka wasn't a Ritzach. Because since Shaul HaMelech asked him, b'chom midah de bakasha, that he was suffering terrible pain, maybe he was mutter to kill him. The reason why he killed him was because he said he was Ben Ger Amaleki, and simply there's a mitzvah mechias Amalek which everybody is commanded to do, and that's why he killed him.
Why did
Leibonos come on then? The Mephoshim speak about it. B'nei Bonos, yeah, they speak about that. That's a kash on the Mechilta, yeah. But the Mechilta, I'm asking a different question, the Mechilta doesn't fit at all with the Psukim, and the Psukim appeared to say that he killed him, like he said, because he killed Shaul HaMelech. I'd like to suggest one or two Mahalchim, how to explain, how to fend for these two things, and again, it may have enough committed to understand why he was killed. Was he killed because he was a murderer, because he killed Shaul HaMelech, and although Shaul HaMelech wished to die, he was not allowed to kill him, or did he kill him, Mishum Mitzis Mechias HaMolek? The Gemara, as I quoted before, says clearly, the Gemara in Tanis, Davovon Rebeis, says that David HaMelech only became a king after Shaul HaMelech died. The Gemara says, Ein Malchus Negas Bechaverto, Afilu Kamloi Nimo. When no kingdom interferes with the Malchus of another one, even a hair's breadth. And the Gemara says that David HaMelech's time came at a certain point, and it was for that reason he couldn't become king till Shaul HaMelech died. And therefore Shaul HaMelech had to die at a particular point, which was in fact 2.5 years after Agag survived. It was at that point he had to die because David HaMelech had to become king. What is clear from the Gemara is that David HaMelech only became king after Shaul HaMelech died. Now we know that after Shaul HaMelech had allowed Agag to survive, firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had regrets. Shmuel HaNovi says, Nimlachti ki emlachti Shaul. I regret that I ever appointed Shaul HaMelech as king, which would appear to suggest that Shaul HaMelech was demoted from king as soon as Agag arrived, 2.5 years before he died. And more than that, we know that David HaMelech was anointed soon after that. In the days, while Shaul HaMelech was still alive, David HaMelech was anointed. Yet the Gemara says in Tanis that David HaMelech only became king after Shaul HaMelech died. What appears clear, and I found in the True Evidence is the same thing, that clearly David HaMelech, although he was anointed, b'chayyof shel Shaul, but as long as Shaul was alive, he remained king. When Shmuel HaNovi said to him, Nimlachti, Kimlachti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nimlachti, Kimlachti, Shaul, I regret having appointed you as king, and I don't want you to be king any longer, just means that after your death, the kingdom will not carry on to your children. Normally, Melucha carries on. But as long as Shaul HaMelech was alive, he was king. And they anointed David HaMelech. But the actual, although they anointed him B'chayo, but the actual point where he actually promoted as king was only after Shaul died. And it was only at that point, as the Gemara says, Ein Malchus Negas B'chaverto, Shaul HaMelech had to die before David HaMelech became king. As we said, David HaMelech only became king after Shaul HaMelech died. That's what it appears. The mitzvah of Mechiyas Samolik, we know, Kipshutoi, is, it doesn't apply nowadays. According to the majority of Rishonim, the mitzvah of Mechiyas Samolik does not apply nowadays. The mitzvah of Mechiyas Samolik does apply. Yes, sir?
Why does it? Because we don't know?
I'm going to say why. According to the Rambam and Ramban in many places, the mitzvah of Mechiyas Samolik does not apply because you need a melech b'Yisrael. Without there being a melech b'Yisrael, there is no mitzvah of Mechiyas Samolik. Unlike the mitzvah of Mechiyas Samolik, which is every year, the mitzvah of actually wiping out, eradicating Amolik only applies when there is a melech. It's mavu in Rambam and Hilchos Melochim in many places, the Ramban. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, really. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the second parak, Asholis mitzvahs nitzdav Yisrael b'chnisos en la'aretz. Three mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael, were commanded when they came to Eretz Yisrael, to appoint a king, to wipe up Zarah Shel Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. What appears clear, it might be all the Rishonim, but definitely the majority of Rishonim, there is no mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek unless there's a melech b'Yisrael. The Yoreim, Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, has got even a more interesting shitta. He's a shitta yichidoyim. He says not only is a mitzvah only when there's a melech b'Yisrael, but he says the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek is mutl on the melech only. It's not a mitzvah which is mutl al atzibur. It's a mitzvah which is mutl al amelech. It's the king only. This is a shitta yichidoyim. That it's definitely only when there is a melech b'Yisrael, but it's also only on the melech. That's a shitta of the Yoreim. I saw from a Bezalel Zolti, it's not printed in the Sefer, I saw it in another Sefer, quoted from a Bezalel Zolti, the Rabbi of Yerushalayim, who says a beautiful idea. He asked a question we asked before, that this Na'amoleki, who killed Shaul HaMelech, did he kill him, that is simple reading of the Pesukim, because he was a murderer, or did he kill him because he was a Molech? Says Bezalel Zolti, no question, he killed him because of Mitzvah Mechiyas HaMolech. Like the Mechilta says, and the Medrash Rabbah says, that once David HaMelech met this Ge'amoleki, David HaMelech was king. However, according to the Yoreim, who says that the mitzvah is only when he's a melech, David HaMelech, the Gemara says in Tanis, only became king after Shaul HaMelech's death. David HaMelech, till that time, didn't know he was a melech. Because Shaul HaMelech was still alive as far as he was concerned. Let me finish.
Yes.
David HaMelech, as long as Shaul HaMelech was alive, was not king. He had to wait for the death of Shaul HaMelech, and in fact the Gemara says that Shaul HaMelech died because it was time for David HaMelech to become king. David HaMelech found out, according to you, Ge'amoleki, according to you, that you, by your own admission, say you should kill Shaul HaMelech. As we said, it may have been a Hayu'asho that he was allowed to believe in. But according to your words, that you killed Shaul HaMelech, then I'm king now. If I'm king, I now have a mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek. So there's no question. The Mechilta is right. He did not kill him because he was a murderer. He killed him because of Mechiyas Amalek. But just knowing that he's an Amaleki would not have allowed him to kill him. David HaMelech was a hediot. According to the Yoreim, David HaMelech was only a hediot, and according to him, there's no mitzvah on him. He had to wait till he was king. This Ge'amoleki came and admitted killing Shaul HaMelech. According to your admission that you killed Shaul HaMelech, then I'm king. If I'm king, I kill you midin Amalek. That's how Bezalel Zolti wants to know. But of course, it'll only work according to the UN that the mitzvah is on a melech. If you hold the mitzvah is only when there is a melech, so monoshach, it was either Shaul HaMelech or David HaMelech. Monashe would admit, but according to the Yoreim, we can answer the steer. That's how the steer works. Avada, he never killed him, he didn't Ritzach. And if I could argue, maybe he didn't kill him, he didn't Ritzach, because maybe there isn't Ritzicha. Maybe Shaul HaMelech was suffering so much, one could argue that shitty he does, that's not called Ritzicha. What he needed to hear from the Na'amoleki was that he killed Shaul HaMelech, so by his own admission, according to your words, I am king. And if I'm king, the mitzvah is mutl or lie, like the Yoreim says, and that's why he did Mechiyas Samolik. That's how Bezalel Zolti learns. But of course, it only works according to the Yoreim, who says the mitzvah is mutl al amelech. I'd like to suggest a slightly different. It's a bit of a chiddush to know exactly how Shaul HaMelech, the meluch of Shaul HaMelech and the meluch of David HaMelech worked. But I'd like to be makdim first a word from Rabbi Yaakov Pardor. Rabbi Yaakov Pardor was the son of Rabbi David Pardor, the chassid David lived at the time of the Chidor, where he asked an interesting kasha. He asked a kasha that when Shmuel HaNovi told Shaul HaMelech to go out and kill Agog, And Shaul HaMelech comes back and says, Hakimaisi is Tavar Hashem. I fulfilled the words of HaKadosh Baruch and I've killed. And Shmuel HaNovi says, Meh HaKulat Soin, Agog survived, etc. And what happened? They bought Agog, and Shmuel HaNovi took a sword, and he said, Ochein Sam, Mavest, Agog realized he was going to be killed, and Shmuel HaNovi killed Agog. He asked a question. He said that Avada Shaul HaMelech thought he was allowed to keep Agog alive. But then he accepted the words of Shmuel HaNovi, and he did Shuvah. And he said, you're absolutely right, I should have killed off Agog. Why was it he asked if Shmuel HaNovi kill Agog? Why didn't Shaul HaMelech carry on the mitzvah? Kol HaMaschil b'mitzvah im legemur. Shaul HaMelech went out to kill Amalek. He made a mistake. He thought he could keep Agog alive. He found out his mistake. He admitted his mistake. He did Shuvah. It's Kol HaMaschil b'mitzvah im legemur. Shaul HaMelech should have killed him. Why did Shmuel HaNovi kill him? Says Rabbi Yaakov Pardo, very interesting. He says, very clear. He says, you look at the psukim when Shmuel HaNovi meets up with Shaul HaMelech, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first said to Shmuel HaNovi, Nimlachti ki imlachti Yeshol. I regret having appointed Shaul HaMelech. And he went over to Shaul HaMelech and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get, and you are no longer king. Says Rabbi Yaakov Pardo, it was at that point in time when he was no longer king. Not like I suggested before that he was king till his death. He says clearly, it was at that point in time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had charotted the ever appointed him that he wasn't king any longer. Says Rabbi Yaakov Pardo, at that point in time he wasn't king anymore. There was no king be Yisrael. Shaul HaMelech had been demoted. No other king be Yisrael. What it means is with the Urim again that it's a mitzvah on the king. There was no king. Shaul HaMelech was no king. The mitzvah Mechir Samonic applies no longer. Therefore, there was no concept of Kol HaMaschil B'mitzvah Im Legemur. He went out to Shaul HaMelech. He had a mitzvah Mechir Samonic. However, he left Agog alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had regrets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demoted him, so to say. At that point, there was no Melech Mitzvah. The mitzvah cannot be fulfilled. Therefore, there was no purpose in Shaul HaMelech killing him. Who killed him? Shmuel HaNovi. You'll ask me, why did Shmuel HaNovi kill him? That, I think, is a raya, it's a medrash, but in fact, the Biskurov said it. If you look carefully at the psukim, when Shmuel HaNovi kills him, Vayomer Shmuel, Agisho Eila es Agag Melech HaMolek. Vayomer Shmuel, Kashe Shiklo Noshim Charbecho, Kein Tishkal Min Noshim Imecho. Just, he said to Agog, just as you murdered children, I am going to murder you. What appears from the psukim, says the Biskurov, and the truth is it's a medrash, that Shmuel HaNovi killed him because Amalek was a murderer. Not because of Mechias Amalek. And the Mephosh, and what's going on? Why didn't he come out to Mechias Amalek? But according to Yaakov Pardo, it all fits him well. The mitzvah Mechias Amalek stopped once Shaul HaMelech was demoted. What happened now? There's no more mitzvah of Kol HaMaschil B'mitzvah L'Gemor. What lies Iba is only the mitzvah of Tzicha. There was no necessity for Shaul HaMelech to do it. He was no longer king. There was no Mechias Amalek. There was no because of murder. And Shmuel HaNovi fulfilled it. What's clear from Rabbi Yaakov Pardo is that the melucha of Shaul HaMelech was finished at that time. And they anointed David HaMelech. Nevertheless, the Gemara says in Tanis, as Ein Malchus Negos Mechavot Afilu K'noi Nimo, David HaMelech could not be appointed actual king till Shaul HaMelech died. Because as long as Shaul HaMelech was alive, even though he wasn't king, but he still had a concept that it wasn't right that David HaMelech should be king while Shaul HaMelech is alive. Shaul HaMelech wasn't king any longer. But in those 2.5 years gap, while he was still living, the Gemara says, Ein Malchus Negas B'chaberto. And David HaMelech could not be appointed. What comes out is there was a gap in Jewish history. From the time when Shaul HaMelech didn't kill Agog, he was not king. For 2.5 years, till he died, there was no Melech be Yisrael. Shaul HaMelech wasn't king, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had regretted appointment. It was at that point he wasn't king. They anointed David HaMelech, but he wasn't actually appointed to be king till after Shaul HaMelech died 2.5 years later. And in that tekufa, there was no king be Yisrael. Is Lefize, is Poshe Pshat, even without the Urim, why David HaMelech, he killed him Midin Amaleki. He killed this Amaleki, Midin Amalek. But he still needed to hear that Shaul HaMelech died. Not because of the Urim. Even if we hold the mitzvah Mutal al Tzibur, you don't have to be a king to kill Amalek. But you need a Melech B'Yisrael. That we saw in the Rambam and the Ramban. That if there's no Melech B'Yisrael, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there must be a Melech B'Yisrael to be Mekayim Mitzvos Mechiras HaMolek. And in that Tkufa, not only was David HaMelech not a king, there was no king B'Yisrael, because Baal HaMelech had been demoted 2.5 years earlier. There was a gap of 2.5 years when there was no Melech B'Yisrael. And therefore nobody could be Mekayim, even according to Rambam and Ramban, that you don't need a king to kill HaMolek. Anybody can kill HaMolek. But there has to be a Melech B'Yisrael. The Rambam means in Hilchus Melachim, the Gemara says, he only mitzvah when there was a Melech. In that Kufa, there was no Melech B'Yisrael. Shaul HaMelech wasn't king, and David HaMelech clearly had not been appointed till Shaul HaMelech dies. And that's why, it's only, he said to the Na'am Moleki, by your own admission, now that Shaul HaMelech has died, and I know that I am king, because the only reason why I wasn't king earlier was because Shaul HaMelech survived, and it's my time now to become king. Whether he actually put a crown on, maybe he needed 2 aliyim for the death of Shaul HaMelech. But as he said to Na'am Moleki, according to your words, I am clearly king. There's a Melech B'Yisrael. And now if there's a Melech B'Yisrael, he could kill him. And that's why he killed him. Which comes out clearly that the reason why he killed him was clearly because of Mechias HaMolek. And the only reason why he needed an admission of Na'am Moleki was to know that either he was king because you need a Melech at the Urim, or to know that Bechlada was a Melech B'Yisrael, because in that school they never had a Melech B'Yisrael, because Shaul had been demoted already, that's why he needed it. But as for Yitzeach, he didn't kill him, and possibly because there was no Dinut Sicha on this Na'am Moleki. Got 2 more minutes, that's where it comes out to this part. I'd like to say one other pshat how to fend for the steerer between the Medrash, which says that he killed him midin HaMolek, and the simple reading of the Psukim, which says that he killed him midin Ritzeach, which may invert it upside down. There is a Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, who says a Chiddush of Mitzvah Mechias HaMolek, that the mitzvah of eradicating HaMolek, you only fulfill if you eradicate every single bit of HaMolek. Every single human, whether the animals as well, but I'll call upon him, every single member of the nation of HaMolek is eradicated. But if you only eradicate half the population of HaMolek, and the other half survived, not only you haven't been Mekayim on the ones that survived, even the ones you did, that's not a Kiyum mitzvah. Timcha Ezecha HaMolek is only in the sky when you wipe out completely. He's medayg the psukim when Shmuel HaNovi says to Shaul HaMelech for allowing Agog to survive. Where it wasn't only, says the Chofetz Chaim, that the Avei was allowed Agog to survive. Now that Agog survived, even those people he killed, he hasn't done a mitzvah. Because unless he eradicates them all, he hasn't done a mitzvah. Vatas hara be'enei Hashem. Shmuel HaNovi says to Shaul HaMelech, you did evil. What do you mean? Says Chofetz Chaim, what do you mean he did evil? He didn't positively do evil. He just didn't kill Agog. There's no proactive Vatas hara be'enei Hashem, says Chofetz Chaim, there is. Because if Agog came to survive, even those he killed, he hasn't been Mekayim a mitzvah, and those that he killed were Shalei Kedin. And I suggest as well, the other psukim, Nimlachti kimlachti Shaul HaMelech, Kishov me'acharai, Ves devorai lo'hekim, Es devorai lo'hekim, he didn't fulfill my words, means he didn't kill Agog. Bashov me'acharai means he positively went against my word by killing those people, because even those people that he killed, he wasn't Mekayim. Now, for some reason, there were some Amalekim who survived, even besides Agog. Horai, we find this now, Amaleki who killed Shaul HaMelech, again Amaleki who survived, he seems to have survived as well. David HaMelech, when he met him, could not have killed him because of Ge Amalek, of Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. We see early in Shmuel there were other Amalekim. When they found out afterwards there were other Amalekim, and he clearly was not Mekayim Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. The reason why David HaMelech killed him is Midin Ritzeach. What does the Medrash mean that he killed him Midin Mitzvah Mechias Amalek? And this could be one of two pshatim, but I have to go very quickly. This Na'am Moleki came and he admitted that he killed Shaul HaMelech. Since when do a Bezdin kill somebody because they admit that they killed somebody? You need 2 aidim. If 2 aidim said that Reuven killed Shimon, then Bezdin will kill Reuven. But if Reuven comes to Bezdin and he says, I killed Shimon, no Bezdin in the world will kill him because of his own admission. Hodor Spal Din, we only find him momentous, but a person can't be Mechayim himself Nisa. What?
Well,
if you learn it was Midin Melech, yeah. And Melech got this cause to kill? Even to kill?
Yeah.
I'd like to suggest another pshat how he killed him here. This din, that a person cannot come to a bezin and admit himself that he will not be killed, It's because Adam curved Eitz Latzmoy. You've only got an Eidechot. First, he's only an Eidechot. And he's a curve to himself. A person cannot come to Besdin and admit that he murdered, and Besdin will not accept the Eidos. Because you need two kosher Eidim to be made. A Ben Noach, a Goy, is killed even with one Eid, if he's Oiv Nissa, even with a curve. And therefore, there's an argument to say that a Ben Noach who comes to a Besdin, he's a single aid, and it's his own admission. He's a korov, he's got every psul in the world, but it doesn't matter. A Ben Noach is killed with one aid, with a korov, with everybody. If he, a Ben Noach, comes to a Besdin and says, I killed, he will be chayv miso. David HaMelech was willing to kill him because he was a murderer, by his own admission, only if he's a goy. But if he's a yid, you need to aid him. How's he a goy? He said, Ben Ger Amaleki Ani. I'm the son of a Ger Amalek. If he's a son of a Ger Amalek, he was in disguise a Yid. A Yid needs to aid him. How could David HaMelech kill him? The answer is Nis, like the Mechilta says, Niska David HaMelech Ba'isa Shosha Ein Mekablin Geim Amalek. One's not Mekabel Geim from Amalek. And if one's not Mekabel Geim from Amalek, he's a Goy. This man's a Goy. We can trust him. You can kill him. Avada, he killed him in the Noitzeach. And Avada, he didn't have a Mitzvah Mechis Amalek. The Chofetz Chaim says, because there is no Mitzvah, he's not going to eradicate. The only reason why he killed him was because he was a murderer. And although Shaul HaMelech was suffering terribly, it was still also to kill him, even though Shaul HaMelech says, he was a murderer. The only question was, how David HaMelech could believe him? He was a Korv, in Adam Korv Yitzel Atzmoy. By Ben Noach, we say that Ben Noach, who admits in Bezin that he's tired, he's no worse than a Korv Eidechot, he will be believed. And Niska of the Melech is sure that although he claimed to be a Ben Ge Amaleki, a Mekablin Ge Amalek, he's a Goy, and on a Goy you can believe him, and he killed him Midin Mitzvah, but Midin Mechis Amalek there was no Mitzvah.